heart and soul of a nation, beckons the call. The voice of our forefathers heard in the distance.
A house divided against itself cannot stand.
To reclaim our honor.
Our soul. The challenges of a generation call out. Future generations hang in the balance. We choose liberty. This is the voice of a nation.
The nation.
And now, Malcolm.
You have to think, how bad is it really? I mean, I keep hearing people say, well, the media, they're in the tank for the left, for the Socialist Democrat Party. And, you know, I keep hearing that. I've been hearing that for some time. And I think out there, you know what I'm speaking of as well. Obviously, we see where the stories are twisted, where they're tainted for one group versus another. But it goes further than that. When they don't even report the main news, or they just leave it totally off the radar. I mean, in this particular case, they're not even arguing one side or the other. They just omit it entirely. Like, okay, this doesn't fit our real agenda or our ideology, and so we don't want to discuss it at all with the American people. Well, when it gets to that point, we no longer have a news system in this country. We no longer have a fourth estate. We've known this for some time, but we're getting beyond the beyond now. And it's hard to know how we come back from this, other than, you know, people like us, America Out Loud. And you just really can't even really begin to, they're not even hiding it, I guess, is what I'm saying. I mean, when you don't even report on a major story, and you just leave it off the radar entirely, it's like you're no longer hiding anything. That should speak volumes to every American. And listen, even your ideologies on the other side, and you see this happening, you turn the other way, I got to tell you what, you are a fool. This is going to come back to bite every American. It's totally unacceptable. It's completely un-American. But it's, you know, you got to be concerned with what you wish for. I mean, you may be on the left and you may think, oh, it's kind of cool that ABC, CBS, NBC, and all the major media networks and others don't report a major story that the president tweets out this declassification here of the Russia hoax business. And you may think that's a good thing for the moment, but it will all come back, just like the same thing with the Supreme Court when the Democrats changed the rules and they allowed 51 votes versus 60, a supermajority, and said, yeah, you know, we'll go ahead and change it for the Supreme Court. It always comes back to bite you. And in this particular case, when we're talking about the media, even more so, because if we don't have a free press, we've got nothing. If we don't have a press to hold back the levers of power and the corruptness on all sides, I mean, both left and right. Let's be clear. There is no innocence in any of this. I mean, anybody who really runs around thinking that one side is completely clean and they've done nothing wrong, it's a fool's game. Now, maybe if you listen to certain political figures out there, you might come to that conclusion. But you get the point of what I'm talking about. Then maybe you live in that world and you think, yeah, this side never does anything wrong. And there are a lot of folks like that out there, but it does come back and it will come back. And there's a price to pay for all of this nonsense, is all I'm saying, you know. So this was a big deal where the president puts out this major story and he says, I fully authorized the total declassification here of any and all documents pertaining to the single greatest political crime in American history. He's speaking of the Russia hoax, he says. Likewise, the Hillary Clinton email scandal with no redactions. Now, that was the big story right there. You could just imagine what Hillary is thinking to herself at this point in time. You imagine what's going through this person's mind. Although it's hard to know somebody is as corrupt as an individual as she is, what she really thinks. I mean, she obviously has no conscience. I mean, we know that. She's out purely for power, and that's it. That's all she's out for. And everything shows that. I mean, you follow her career over all the years. We've been talking about it, but she's one of the most devious criminals in our nation. And that's saying some, because there's a lot of them. So now we're going to see what happens as this happens before the election. But you have to applaud the commander-in-chief to open up the doors. It's just like a good spring cleaning, you know what I mean? Just like you do. You open up the doors of the house, you throw it all out, shake the rugs, clean the dust off, and put the air freshener around and get ready for a new chapter. It's kind of where we're at in America, really. So if you think about it in those terms, a moment, please. And you think about, and those of you out there who are asking, well, do we give the president another 4 years? Well, I would suggest back to you, he never even had the first 4 years. I mean, there are people who joke about that over, you know, you see that now and then and say, oh, we'll have and sometimes even the president does, suggest he'll have a third or fourth term, which of course sends the left crazy. They go ballistic on that. What do you mean 12 or 16 years? This guy's a dictator. You know, that's immediately what happens. But they're really, the first term has been so just entrenched and encumbered with all of this nonsense and scandals and deceit. And it's been one battle after the next. And you have to begin to ask yourself, how did the president ever function? And I don't think any of us really know how he functioned. And, you know, you look back at all the previous presidents, think back what he's went through now. Look at it this way, in the past almost 4 years now. So how would Obama have done under that same situation if he had a full court press coming at him from the right with fake collusions and fake scandals and impeachment? Try think about it there a moment. How do you think he would have handled that? Would he have handled it better, more graceful somehow? Would he have just deflected? Would he have gotten as much done? Would he have accomplished as much as, in spite of all that President Trump has? And what about if George W. had been put up with all this? How would he have handled it? I mean, certainly he had 9/11 to handle with, but what if he had, I mean, we're talking a 24/7 event. It never stops. From the first moment you put your foot on the floor in the Oval Office, it's the constant battle and barrage of negative news and scandals and lies and deceit. Now imagine, like for you in your life, somebody talks really bad about you all the time, and you know it's not true. And they say you're this and you're that and you're the other, or you did this or you did that, you robbed a bank, you were scandalous, you stole from people, you did bad things, and you knew none of that happened. How do you think you take that? How does anybody take it? How did President Trump take it, right? And all the times he kept calling out the hoax, kept calling it, and he labeled it all fake news, hashtag fake news. That's what that all came from. Now we know, and everybody says, well, the president, he's against the free press. Well, he's not against the free press. He's against a crooked, corrupt press, in a way like nobody has ever been, because no president has ever been assaulted to this point. This has never happened in our country to this level. Yeah, there's been others who've been challenged from the press, sure, but this isn't a fair challenge. They're in cahoots. They are part and parcel of the problem of what's going on. I mean, they either don't report the story entirely, or they report it in how they want to report it and shift the entire narrative. It hardly gets him any more corrupt than that, wouldn't you say? So you put yourself in the same, I mean, nobody really does this, but like I would do this, put myself in the same situation as Trump. And how would I think about this? So how would I think if somebody came at me like this with this full force every day? I mean, never stop. Every day I got up, I had to fight these demons. When I knew in my heart, in my mind, my brain, my soul, I knew in every aspect, it was a pack of lies. None of it was true. I mean, I just knew it because I didn't do any of that. I wasn't engaged in any of that. None of my people were engaged in that. So I knew it was totally false. But yet, we're talking everybody piled on you in your life. So every media source, every operative out there, every news unworthy group piled on. and told me I did all these things, or that I was as corrupt as this, or I was playing with foreign governments, that, you know, I did things that were never done in American politics. And you knew it all was a lie. You knew it never had happened. So then you label it fake news. And then they call you out on that as well, that you're a maniac and you're against the free press and you're a dictator. Isn't that what they did? So how would Barack Obama have handled that, do you think? Think about it, please, how he would have handled it. And how would have George W. handled it, or Bill Clinton? Now, Bill Clinton created the scandals in his case. I mean, he legitimately was impeached. But of course, it, again, didn't fly musters in the Senate, so it never happened. But what if? The Democrats weren't, they were in power in the Senate at that time, so it didn't pass the muster test for them because they protect their own. That's an ideology thing. You don't really protect America. How sick is that? We don't really protect America. We protect your own party, your own ideology, your own political prowess, but not the country. See, that's the real sick state of affairs and where we are right now. How we've, I mean, think there for a minute, how corrupt and crooked that is. And we think about our country and, you know, where are we at really? You know, and, you know, really, there's something totally perverse about the whole thing when you say, well, we have the greatest country ever. Yeah, yeah, people really love this country. Yeah, 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 people really love the flag. Yeah, 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 yeah. We're just like patriotic. It's just like America, the mighty, the beautiful. This is the place to be. Yeah, well, they sell you out in a hot second. I mean, they did. They sold America out. Where are we really? I mean, didn't they sell us out? I mean, they totally sold it out. You know, where are we exactly? They knew this was all corrupt. These people, and there's so many of them. The Adam Schiff's again, you know, of the Russia collusion stuff. He has, you know, he says he has the evidence to prove. I mean, these are people that are, they're compulsive liars. And they're in it for different reasons, clearly. But when you really look at the soul of America and you understand who are we as a people, where are we really at? I mean, are we even capable of coming together? I would venture to say we are not. This isn't just come under the words, we're a divided nation. That's a cop-out. This is beyond a divided nation, people. This is a full-blown out in your face coup d'etat. This is, I don't care about America. I only care that, you know, I have my power source. I only care that I get Trump out of there. I only care that my political party is going to win, even when I know it's all rubbish. And then on top of that, multiply that with all the heads of departments and the heads of the bureaucracies in the FBI and the CIA and the DOJ that were clearly weaponized at the highest order, right? And then you say, well, do these people love their country? Do they love America? Well, no, they don't love America, people. We now know the truth. They don't love America. You can't argue with me on this because you're going to lose. And then the media executives and the people who run do they love it? Well, no, they don't love America. You're not going to win that one either. You see, it's when we really break it down, we really got nothing. You know, we really have nothing. I mean, I'm just the bearer of the moment of truth. What do we got? These people all knew what they were doing and they sold the country out in a hot seat. I mean, it didn't take them that long. The Page and Strzok and Rosenstein and there's some Mueller, the attorneys. We got a country full of cheap suits. People who don't give a rat's ass. There is no other way to look at it because they knew what they were doing was wrong. They knew it was as corrupt as the day was long. They knew none of the stuff was in place. What were they in it for then? It wasn't just to hold the Trump agenda back. It wasn't just that. It had to be more than that. They wanted to seize the power. They wanted to seize the moment. They wanted to screw up number 45 as much as they could, but it was bigger than that. It had to be bigger than that, people. So then we have to now have a come to Jesus moment and say, where are we really at as a country? Well, we're in trouble, people. It's beyond a divided nation. We have a nation that is, I don't know what percentage is, but it's full of a lot of corrupt and deceit and evil and disgusting people who would probably sell their mother out. They certainly sold their country out. Why wouldn't they sell their mother out? They'd sell anybody out, I would imagine. I mean, is there anything more sacred and vital than our country, than our nation? Is there anything more? America has to be at the level of your family. It's got to be at the level of how you believe your love for your mom. I mean, without your country, my fellow Americans, you got nothing. You got nothing. You know, that's the connecting force that brings us all together. We are a people. We are in this together, as they say, right? Is that what it is? If we love our country, we love who we are, we love our history, isn't that what a patriot is? Doesn't that define patriotism? I mean, if we don't have our nation, what do we have? We got jack. We got absolutely jack, people. We got nothing. We're no better than any of these other third world spectacles or any of these other European countries, do we? What is it? What is American exceptionalism when we really think about it? We go around with this prideful attitude about American exceptionalism, like we think our shit doesn't stink somehow. Oh, it's American exceptionalism. We are the high and mighty. Whoa, whoa. All right, polish it up, boys. What is really American exceptionalism? Things I used to brag about all the time, American innovation, American pride, American ingenuity, American innovation, American genius, American honesty, American truthfulness, America, from sea to shining sea. Where are we exactly again? Who are we as a people again? I think it's time, my fellow Americans, we go back to a whiteboard exercise and pull in the people into a room. That's as simple as it is. Just like when a corporation goes bad, when a corporation goes south, when a corporation is bankrupt and the soul is gone from the corporation and every part of the corporation is gone. You know, typically at that point, you have to pull down for more if you have more. You got to figure out who you are in your life. Well, that requires a moment. It requires a moment where you sit, and at first you sit in the room and you look up to the stars and determine who you are. You do it with your own life, probably. The CEO and the shareholders do it with their companies. We do it in a family sometimes, in a family setting, with a mom and a dad and the kids, where we have that moment where we come together and we possibly lick our wounds or determine who we are as a people. Well, I would suggest to you today, my fellow Americans, we are at that point here in America as a people. It is where we are. So don't give me this baloney, this malarkey that you think your shit doesn't stink somehow, and you think that America is above all of it. Because if you think that way, you're lying to yourself. I mean, I'm only basing this on the evidence at hand. It's not really, it's not the way I feel. It's the way I want to feel. It's not the way I'm a patriot. I love our country. And like so many before have done, would put their life down for our country. That's not an easy thing to say or do if you really believe it. But all these people who have this corruptness out there right now, who have sold us out, for what? For what? They've made a mockery out of the whole thing. The whole scandal, the whole Russia collusion, the entire narrative, everything about it. Impeach the president. The president's deranged. President's mentally not able to do it. Never question in a Biden campaign that he's got some mental problems right now. That maybe he is not at the capacity to be a commander-in-chief, a president of the greatest nation, supposedly. you have to put an asterisk with that now. It's a caveat. You can't really say that and feel good about it. You know, there was a time American exception, the greatest nation of, the greatest nation on earth because. You can't say that now, people. It pains me to say this. I mean, if I'm going to say that, I've got to put an asterisk there. You know, you got to go and you got to do shift eight. You got to put the asterisk there, shift eight. I mean, how can you say that without an asterisk? You'll have to have an asterisk, people. If you don't put an asterisk there, you're lying to yourself and you're lying to the country. You're lying to all of us. Put a damn asterisk there. Yeah, only under these conditions. And we don't fit that right now. It's not who we are at this moment. Oh, wow. So I think we've been knocked down a few pegs, people. We've been knocked down a few pegs. Yeah, we've been knocked down on our backsides. We've been knocked right down on our asses is what's happened here. It's not a proudful moment. It's not proudful. I don't feel real good about any of this. Nobody should. But and you can argue with me or get on your soapbox, and that's fine. But you know you're full of it. You're lying to yourself. 100% of you out there should agree with me on this point. If you don't, you're a damn liar. You have to put an asterisk there. Yeah, our history is great. Who we are was great. Our Constitution is great. Everything our frame is put together and the brilliance of this once amazing nation was great. But people, we're just not there. We've fallen so far from any of that greatness. And it's beyond all of this. I mean, it's not just one thing. It's not just that there was a Hillary Clinton who did what she did, who was running a separate government, a dark government off to the side on a secret web server. And God only knows what Barack Obama, we now know he is central to this entire scam. He's all over. And we're going to find in the days and weeks ahead, his fingerprints and his hands and his mug is all over all of this. And the criminal intent of everything that's happened. We're going to see all of that. And we're going to see all of these people, the Brennan, the Clapper, the Comeys, and the FBI, and the CIA, and the DOJ, and the Rosenstein, all of them are coming out. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them on all levels. You see, it's not just people at the top, and it's not just people at the bottom. It's people throughout. That's why the president and the Trump administration has not ever been able to get it together. They've never been able to pull the powers of lever in to be able to really start to get the momentum. It's been a real battle. The president has tried to do a lot of things, but again, he's a private citizen. He's like you or I. You know, Joe Blow goes to Washington. That would be you, me, or Donald Trump. We don't fit into that group. We would be the next Joe Blow. Of all of this, that's what we would be. Now, that's a compliment to this president. It's a compliment to this Donald J. Trump. Yeah. So, I mean, listen, I mean, I'm just putting it out there, man. I think it's time to really do some soul searching here as a nation. It's time for a whiteboard exercise, just like we do in our family and our corporate environments or anything else, to do some soul searching of who we are as a nation. How did we get so far off? And why has evil beset us in the way that it has? Why are we being attacked so hard? And it is an attack. It is an attack of good and evil, but the evil is all over our footprint. It's all over. It's all over the caissons of America here. It's throughout. And it's not just the government. It's not just that. It's not just the levers of power on both the left and the right. It's in your entire media, as I've just told you. It's in corporations. It's in social media. It's a wonder the good Lord is a little pissed off at us right about now, quite truthfully. Are you surprised? Is anybody really surprised? I mean, in this whole battle and aspect of good and evil, I don't feel like it's a 50-50 fight right now. Now, we talk about good always prevail, and sure, we like to believe that. That's that's our power source. It's how we feel. But right now, as you look at all of the things I've talked about, it either the good has been so silent and they've allowed all this evil to get out of hand. And if it is 50-50, we've certainly done a OC dose and given the left the marching orders to screw us over, and the media to screw us over, and the social media outlets to screw us over, and corporate America and the tech firms to screw us over, and just about everybody in the education system, the universities to screw us over. And then, you know, we say, well, we're in a fight of good and evil. Well, gee, when did we get so taken over that we got really very limited left and we're, you know, on an oxygen tank here? Right? When did that all happen? Yeah, it's been building for years. But oh, America the beautiful, America the great, American exceptionalism. We're still doing great things here. We're the best nation on earth, best political system, best leaders, best media, free press. Do you believe any of that, really? Can you really look at me and tell me you believe any of that? Do you really believe it? You can't believe it, people, other than I'm talking to you right now about it. And you're doing a gut check and a reality check on everything we've talked about here. You can't feel good about this. I mean, we are the underdog right now. I mean, we can sit and we can say God's got our back. I know a lot of Christians out there, God's going to fix it all. God ain't fixing it. God's gave you free will to figure it out yourself, people. For those Christians who go around thinking that with God's going to fix it all, he's got it, man. God's in control. A lot of my friends say that out there. God is in control. He's got it all. Tell you what, people, you're in a sad state here if that's the way you're moving in life and you think God's just going to, at any particular moment, he's going to wave the magic wand and fix all the evils. He's just going to do that and take away free will and say, well, I guess they didn't figure it out timely enough, and so I guess we'll have to do another event of some sort. Huh? Where's the good and evil now? You know, I talk all the time about the conversation that Donald J. Trump has with God Almighty. You know, I talk to you about that in certain ways. And maybe this is a time we really need to understand who Donald Trump is. Now, listen, the man has been so busy in his life, in this chapter of his life, trying to turn America around in some way, shape, or form. Now, like any human being, he doesn't come without faults. That is never the case. There is no perfect human being. Let's be clear. No, I think Donald Trump is at a chapter in his life. And like all of us, we learn from our past mistakes. And many of you out there, and many of you in higher power order who think you're, you know what, doesn't stink. You've got a whole closet full of crap you've done in your life. There is no perfect human being. I love the people who get into the media and in the power sources and how dear he didn't pay such and such, or he tried to pay less taxes, or geez, he got laid in, you know, 84 and 98 here. And he, you know, he had sex. I mean, it's all this stupid stuff. Like somehow he is not a human being. He's above the fray, which is what a lot of people in this business try to hold the standard to. They try to hold the president, the political leader, to a higher standard than you. I just think this is the height of hypocrisy and the biggest order that it could possibly be. For those who run around pointing fingers every day at Donald J. Trump, it's sickening. If we were to examine their lives, and I think anybody who's going to do that, well, but he's the president. Well, he certainly is not without faults in his life, as everybody continues to come after him and say, well, 30 years ago, you didn't pay such and such in taxes, or you had sex with somebody that you weren't supposed to have, or you did something that I know wasn't legit, or you bent the rules, or you succumb at a moment that wasn't perfect. You weren't the perfect human being. And now you ran for president. We got you son of a bitch. We got you. Right by the, we gotcha. Isn't that what it is now? Isn't that what we do to our leaders? How sick is that? Everybody we know in our life says screwed up somewhere. Everybody we know. There isn't anybody you don't know who hasn't screwed up, fallen on their face. And then we run around and we say, well, then that person decides to run for, now we pull everything out and say, we gotcha. Back in 85, you did that. 92, you did this. And in 2012, you actually did that. You are not the perfect human being. It's like a trap door, like a game show. Through the floor we fall. Next! Spreading the out loud truth from sea to shining sea. AmericaOutloud.com is the voice of liberty and justice for all. This is not a fight of Republican versus Democrat. It's not a fight of rich versus poor, old versus young, man versus woman, gay versus straight. It's not a fight of black lives, blue lives, Hispanic lives, or white lives. This is a battle of good versus evil. It's a fight for the soul of humanity. We are the vision of the voices, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Did you know the average person spends 26 years of their life sleeping? The real troubling statistic is that we spend 7 years of our life trying to get to sleep, struggling with racing minds, tossing and turning. If you're one of the millions of Americans who need better quality sleep, the time to change is now. Sleep is proven to extend our lifespan, protect against terrible diseases like cancer, heart disease, and dementia, make us more attractive and thinner, feel calmer and happier, and boost energy levels, memory, and performance. Until now, most sleep supplements haven't worked, but a new, easy-to-swallow sleep gel, invented by the leading nutrition company, Healthy Cell, is designed to support all four stages of human sleep to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deep, and wake up refreshed. It's called REM Sleep. To get a free two-night supply of REM sleep, visit healthycell.com/sleep. That's healthy, CELL.com/sleep.
Our global experts are brilliant writers and engaging hosts on a mission of a lifetime. You'll find the latest news and inspiration on the front page of AmericaOutloud.com.
But I'm just questioning us as a people. That we might think a little bit, we might pull inside ourselves and really consider who we are as a people. I'm a little tired at this point of us going around with our better than thou attitude of American exceptionalism, the greatest country on earth. And then I look inwards at our country and I'm not proud at this point. I'm not proudful. I'm not feeling real good about our nation right now. More so the people who are dead set. They're bent on just pulling us apart, and they're bent on their power source and their greed. They only see what they see. They only want what they want. They don't love America, and I can say that. I mean, that sounds harsh maybe to some to say, well, how can you say that? Well, because I can't. They don't love America and all the glory of what America is, because you can't connect all of that. You can't say America is the greatest country. You can't say American exceptionalism, ingenuity, and America truthfulness, and America has the free press, and America, they're not without fault, but they always discover their faults and they always fix things. Can you say that? Well, we can't, because the forces of evil are still coming after us right now. And nobody's really fessing up, say, you know, and again, everybody makes mistakes. So, okay, so maybe, you know what? So are we going to have an Adam Schiff come to Jesus moment and get on mic and say, you know, I really messed up, my fellow Americans. And I forgot about this great country and American exceptionalism, and I didn't put it first anymore. And for this, I truly, truly apologize. Redemption. I apologize, and I'm asking for you to forgive me, please. It's a moment of redemption. Right? Could you see that happening? Could you see a James Comey doing that? Well, I did discover I really love America. Barack Obama coming out. Hillary Clinton. I'm going to put the country first right now. Brennan. You see any of them doing that? Anybody at all? The media, the head of the media come out. These, and all of them, Bloomberg, Reuters, Fox, all of them, NBC, CBS, ABC, Disney, Comcast, or Concast, as the president calls it, any of them. Do you see their head or their board or their CEO coming out and say, you know, we really messed up here. And for that, my fellow Americans, I apologize. The head of NBC come out. By golly, we'd all have a heart attack. You know, I really messed up. wasn't doing the right thing, and I didn't put the country first. I didn't tell you about this story because I still had a corrupt and crooked agenda, and for this I truly apologize. I forgot about the spirit and soul of America. I forgot about American existence just for a moment, but now it's back. And I now realize the country is bigger than any one person. It's bigger than all of us. In fact, I would say to you, my fellow Americans, it's why people have given their life up for America. When you think about all the, oh my golly, the hundreds of thousands of people who have given of their life for our great nation, and you really consider this, and you know, they put America first. They put the greater of the nation, the greater of the good in front of whatever it is their personal needs were, their personal life, the fact that they wanted to go on and have a better life. They wanted to go out and get married or have a relationship, or they wanted to feel all the things we feel in life, like the rain touching your face, or a beautiful dinner somewhere with somebody you truly love, or some beautiful walk, something amazing in life that you just truly think that is life right there. That's the moment that I'm just feeling life. They gave all that up for their truth of America. All those people gave that up for the greater good of this nation. Think about that for a moment, please. Try to put that in your computer, in your brain, please. Put that in there. And then look at all this evilness around us right now everywhere. It's beyond anything you can rationalize or come to any other conclusion, probably. I just think in these terms a bit to maybe get us to realize the moment and to truly understand the stakes, and also to remind everybody, including the people who maybe they see all the evil and they believe they're of the good camp, but maybe when their power is in front of them or they have their power or greed, that maybe they don't do the right thing. And shouldn't we be living? I think a lot of these people are living the lie, but shouldn't we be living the truth of America? I mean, is that what it is? Is that what our founders fought for and they died for, and the history of our great nation? Where we find ourselves today, I mean, we're in a moment of truth here, for sure, in this country. And I would say that I don't think any of us moving forward right this moment can say American exceptionalism, we are the best and greatest country on this earth, without putting an asterisk with any of that. We've got to put the asterisk with any greatness of America. So part and parcel now is we're in this moment of truth in this election 2020 here. I would suggest to you that the media and all of this going on right now is the biggest evil force we have in front of us. And I would also say to you, they've gone full schizophrenia here. They are totally out there, man. They are bogus. They are deceitful. They are corrupt. They are evil. They are the disciples of hell. They are the partners of Satan. They are the worst possible denominator in the fabric of human kindness, or human unkindness in their case. It's hard to know that there's any truth anywhere here. We live in a time now that's you can't base this on any level of truth. Our media, they go along reporting on all these situations with their total bias and just total pack of lies with whatever they seem to have as some crooked ideology or some version of how they want the world to be. Here they take, in a perfect case, they take all this time of 3 years to jam it down America's throat. They put this Russia collusion thing on absolute steroids, and most of them knowing it was a corrupt. I'm guaranteeing you the vast, vast majority of them. I mean, like the whole boatload and then some of these people. There are a few exceptions that will be in there. But I would say to you, almost all those people probably unequivocally knew that this was a pack of BS from here to you know where. Okay? They knew what they were selling, and they continued to sell that narrative. And even if they didn't, They never told the other side of the story. They never looked far enough or deep enough to listen to the other side. Well, they're still guilty as charged, aren't they? No matter what. And you see that across the board with all of this. And you think now, and you think about the evil. And then you think over here about American exceptions. Oh, we're the greatest country on earth. And, you know, and these pundits and these political hacks get on all these shows, whatever they may be, on all the channels across the board, from CNN to Fox to NBC to CBS to all of them, Times, Post, all the corruptness, social media, Google, Twitter, Facebook, all of them. They all have a crooked, corrupt ideology bent to them. And you think about all of that. Now you see the burden we're carrying around when you see all the evil that is playing. I mean, it's everywhere, people. Now you see what we're up against here. We're talking more than just, we got an election coming up, a historical election. Yeah, 2020. Okay, cool. Yeah. The most important election of a lifetime. Did I tell you that, by chance? Did I tell you that? Have you ever heard those words before in your life? Yeah, this next election, most important election of our lifetime. Yeah, shut up already, right? How many times have we heard that nonsense? How about it's the important moment of our lifetime? It's the important moment in America's lifetime. That's what it is. At 245 years in now, it's the important moment of our lifetime. We're not going to be coming to, you know, this amazing moment of 250 years. What a milestone. I remember when it was just 200 years old. I was a young lad. But remember that. It was a moment. Bicentennial. America. And here we are again, coming up again. We'll be 50 years later in 5 years. And another moment of our truth. Where are we at that point? It is a moment. And I thought of this just the other day. We're coming in on 250 mega years here. Now, listen, I would say if we do our job right and we work really hard together in the next few years, and certainly in the next few months, absolutely in the next few weeks, sure. Get through the 2020. Okay. The next few months into 20, we inaugurate the president again for a second. Okay, great. And we get on with another term without the malarkey and the scandals and the BS. Okay, great. And then we approach coming into our 250. And maybe that is a grand moment where we say, okay, we're somewhere now. We corrected a lot of the wrongs. We fixed it. We can remove the asterisk now. That's, I guess, my message now today. Is let's work at removing the asterisk from American exceptionalism. Does that make sense? Well, it certainly does to me, because I don't see it any other way right now. It just doesn't. And I love our country. I passionately love this America. I love you out there. And so I say all of that, you know, you see that's the spirit of America. I get goosebumps when I see the flag, when the beautiful rendition of America the Beautiful is sung as Dinesh's wife, Debbie D'Souza, sang it in the movie, The Trump Card, America the Beautiful. I mean, what a rendition she sang. Friends, I could cry when that sang. I mean, I get goosebumps. It stops me. I'm a patriot. I love our country. I love America the Exceptional. You know, I love what our framers did. I love our history. I love our people. What I don't love is the evil that we are fighting. And we now need to come together as the force, as a good force. And we have to fight these evils and we have to knock down the barriers of ideology. And this election has got to be pivotal now as we pull in here. And that's where I need your help in America Out Loud. We've got to have a bigger conversation. That's what we've got. We've got to get in... the whiteboard. I'm thinking more and more about this these days. I love the old whiteboards. Haven't come from the corporate boardrooms. I did a lot of those in my days, and I'd love to do one for America right now with having some of the power brokers in the room, some of the positive folks and others that we could do a whiteboard out and draw what is our unique selling proposition as a nation? What differentiates us as a people? How can we remove the asterisk from the America, the exceptionalism? How do we do that? How do we make a better life for everybody across the political spectrum? But we want to also, we want to remove the evil from our nation. We don't want the evil here. We want to open up the battlefield. We want to make it a different battlefield. We want to come together. We want to unite, and we want to fix our media and social media outlets to be honest and truthful. So it's not just a left ideology or a right ideology or the corruptness and crookedness of all of it. We want to get over that. We just want to be American exceptional. We want to love all people and bring all people forward. That's what I want to see. That's where I want to get. That's the America, the beautiful I love. It's the America I grew up in as a lad. It's what I thought we were all about. It was, I'm a very proudful and prideful American. And I believe without our country, we have nothing, absolutely nothing without our nation. It's our DNA. It's our go-to. It's our force. It's all of that. It's our makeup, people. It's the nation. It's our soul. There is nothing more important, I remind you, I tell you. It is the core of our existence, of our being, is our nation. I mean, it is God, country. It's got to be there, God, country, and then all of the. If we don't have our God, we don't have our country. I mean, we really don't have a family at that point either. What do we got? We just become nothing but another third world shithole or whatever you want to call it at that point. Yeah, I'm not sure, but it isn't America, the beautiful. It's not American exceptionalism by any stretch. It's not any of that, you see. And so having an honorable election is going to be one of the keys here to do that in 2020 here. And if we don't have an honest election, but in order to have the honest election, we have to get through to the people. And we've got to get the lights up real high. We got to get the wattage up. We got to turn the light bulbs on. We got to shine it out here at America Out Loud. That's what I need to happen here. This is a movement, and it's a movement of beautiful, amazing. It's the movement of good in our country. That's what it represents. We represent all of that here in our nation. You know, it just is. So one of the things as we now rev up to the 2020 is, having an honest election has got to be key. And then getting to the voters so they know what they're voting on. You know, does anybody really think, and even the people who really kind of like Joe Biden or like that, do they really think that Joe Biden has the best interest of America looking at his past and his history of our nation? Do they really think he is of the good camp, that that's what he represents? I mean, even our Democrat friends can't really believe that looking at his past or his checkeredness as a politician over all those years. So we have to open up our doors and we have to invite them in here. I don't think alienate them and calling them names is going to help our cause out. I don't believe it's going to help us get their vote, win them over, or unite them to the force of good. But we really need them to look over at the force of good and understand that America exceptionalism is where it's at. And do you think you can get there with this other road? I mean, if we lay out the facts in an honest way, I mean, if we're really truthful about this, based on just current standards today of where we find ourselves, understanding that there is no perfect, we understand that, and everybody has done some wrong in their life. Everybody's got a past. A historical closet in their lives. And it's not for us to be judge and jury along the way, but it's for us to understand what their motives and their operation is. Where do they want to go further with this? What is really in the best interest of our nation and our people? We've got to look. We've got to come to a better conclusion and not just tear each other's heads off with all of this. Now, one of the ways the president has been talking about is watching the polls with a lot of the corruptness out there. You've been hearing more and more about the stories, and they're true stories. Now, Reuters is just reporting, and I want to get this out there, that they're calling it an army for Trump, but it's really is about poll watching. And so the Republican establishment, and again, I say that, understand, I don't think the Republicans are... I'm not suggesting to you that they are as squeaky clean. That's not what I'm saying. But I think we need honest Americans more than just the word Republicans there or Democrats or independents. We just need honest stewards of our country. People who care more than anything about our nation. Willing to fight to remove the asterisk, the best way to put it, you know. So the Republicans are going to mobilize thousands of volunteers to watch early voting sites, but also these the ballot drop-off boxes leading up to the November election. All of this is, they are suggesting, an effort to find the evidence or make sure it doesn't exist, is what Reuters is saying, that President Trump, whether these voter fraud is widespread or not. And we're talking battleground states more so than anything. Pennsylvania comes to mind. Florida, absolutely. Wisconsin, Minnesota. A lot of these states now have become real battleground states. And even more like, North Carolina and Georgia and so many. Every state is really sort of becoming a kind of a battle. I mean, they're even trying to make states like Texas, they're trying to say, is up for grabs and all of that. But that's a stretch, some of that is. Some of it's wishful thinking from the far left. And the lunacy bin. So they're talking about volunteers, and the goal was to recruit about 50,000, pretty big force if they can pull that together here. And the mission, again, is to capture photos and videos to support if there is going to be some stealing or criminal activity, if you will, going on here. And that's what we've got to have, is the most important thing is we have an honorable election. But it's also important we get the word out there for people to truly understand the fight at hand is also equally important. But yeah, having an honest election is most important. We're seeing the courts hit back at some of this full court press that the left is pushing on. They're rolling all these things and trying to legislate from the bench, which is what I tell you all the time. It's what the left does really well, which is why you have to, know that we've accomplished a lot here. President Trump has with judges working with McConnell in the Senate to be able to get more constitutional judges in place, people who can respectably, and we're not just talking the Supreme Court here, as we suggested, he's gotten more judges through the courts in play than certainly any president that we've seen, because so many were left vacant from the Obama administration when they left, which the president has pointed out more than once. So all of that's got to be good if they're constitutionalist and they can hold up, don't interpret the law, but just state the facts and the truth for what the Constitution states for. And that's if you believe you're originalist and you believe the Constitution has merit to it and it can stand the test of time. And that's an argument some will argue about from time to time as well. But if we truly believe this is the greatest document beyond the Bible, then there's some truth to maybe that. And it's a discussion to certainly have. Not to say that, we can't look at various things and possibly improve on things from a standpoint of who we are as a people moving forward. But there is something awfully beautiful about being an originalist and a constitutionalist and hold the principal pride of our Constitution. That was the game plan here with this movement of getting working on the judges, So part of the good news here that I want to report on too is the Supreme Court has sided with the Republican movement to reinstate the witness requirement in South Carolina. So they've become so casual. What's happening is they're using the pandemic as a tool to get all the tools relaxed. So you don't need an ID. You don't need nothing. You don't need a witness. You don't need nothing, which, of course, you talk about ballot harvest. That puts it on steroids right there. You could just find these things anywhere. And just, scribble and check the box and send them in. I mean, it wouldn't even matter at that point. And that's the weird thing about all this. So they knocked that down in South Carolina, the Supreme Court did. And that's a good thing. You're also seeing other cases of this out there now with the courts there. You're seeing, I remember seeing here about a week or so ago, just about that, I think, in Maine, a court sided again with the RNC there This was a ban on ballot harvesting, voter ID requirements, right? Election day deadline. And that's another problem we're fighting with over here, because a lot of these votes are going way past the election day now. I mean, like a week, week and a half out, where we won't know the winner. That's a whole nother problem we're dealing with here. Still, that's ongoing. And the signature matching requirements, all of that, the main court sided with the RNC under, it was a protectthevote.com was the movement there. So you're seeing a lot of this now. But a lot of this is because a lot of the fights that have been going on here, this has all sort of crept up on us now. What's happened over the past weeks and months, it's sort of crept up into now we're on the eve of an election, and all these cases are becoming prime central to having an honest and honorable election. But as I say, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, all of these states, Florida, are also, and but in the case of Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, there was the big thing about the absentee and the mail-in ballots and the postmark by election day. But right now, last I knew, they were being able to count it up to the 9th. Others were, I read reports where some states were going to the 14th. So you can see how some of this will drag on. And I think the Supreme Court is probably going to have to get involved at this point if this is being played like this. A lot of these states are getting, you know, they're getting mired down in all of this now. And it's just going to delay things, but it's also going to make it more, you know, controversial is what it's going to do. And we're really not going to know the truth because, again, everybody has a different spin or their truth, if you will, is what it is. There's so much you want to be careful of out there, people, in the news cycle. All the headlines you're seeing, none of it is what it is. It's all bogus. So stay close to us here, and let's just try to drive an honest, truthful message out there. There's a lot of bad information out there, and it's all hyper headlines and garbage. I had a whole bunch of these here to share with you today, but there's so much of that out there now with bad news, bad headlines, as I started the program with, it's the narrative and the ideology to what they want it to be. It's not good, but it's this evil force that has really swallowed our nation whole at this point. So I'll leave you with a couple of big points here to think more and more about what I've told you today. Think much more and deeper about American exceptionalism. Think about the soul of our nation. Think about, you know, this evil that has really taken over a good part of our nation. I don't know what the percentage is, but it's pretty serious at this point. I equate us to a patient who is probably almost at the point of having to be on oxygen. We're at a very vulnerable point of our republic, my fellow Americans. And it is at a very crucial, critical moment of our nation. We're going to have to pull down for more, and we're going to have to really discover again who we are. As I referenced earlier, it's a whiteboard moment for America. That's the best I can put it out there. I try to be honest with you always. I don't like saying some of these things. I don't do it in a joyful way. But I do it in a way that might resonate with many of us out there, and that might wake some people up, that you might say to some others, hey, I want you to listen to this guy, Malcolm, who is seems to be in it for the American people and in it for our great nation and passionately cares about American exceptionalism and who we are as a people. I would ask you to get on board here with us and help us do exactly that. Thank you again, always. First and foremost, for being with me on the mission here at America Out Loud, and certainly here on The Voice of the Nation. It's time to get involved and get loud.